nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Why you Snapchatting so early, bro? You ain't Cali.
I ain't even press the record button. How dumb is that?
Yeah.
I
can't press that again. Why you ain't Cali.
Right? I got to wait till tomorrow.
That's exactly why you ain't Cali.
I got to wait till tomorrow.
You want us to redo it again?
No,
so you can get it on your Snap?
Forget it.
What the hell are you trying to do? Document your day?
Yeah, you know why?
No, I don't care.
Let me hold on. Let me make sure. Because it's Virgo season. That's right. All my Virgos.
Is it already?
I believe so. Let me double check.
Yeah, please double check.
Let me double check.
I know it's in the next week or so.
Yes,
next,
Virgo
but,
season.
Yeah, usually everything ends
it's
on the
22nd. It's Virgo season. Virgos, who run the world? Virgos, who run the world?
Girls.
Virgos, who run this mother? Virgos.
Girls.
Who run this mother? Virgos. Virgos.
Envy, you are so weird.
I'm excited, boy. Birthday's coming up. Right. Virgo's running. Shout out to all the Virgos
somebody
out there.
Somebody shoot him with a tranquilizer.
Man, drop one of Clues bombs for Envy about to celebrate his 49th birthday, baby.
I wish I ain't that old. Not yet. Don't put that way. Don't put that age on me yet. That's I ain't hit the 40.
That's a good age.
As the older 49. You get, you're supposed to get better every year.
There you go. I ain't that old. Not yet. Don't put that age on me yet.
I don't know.
Not yet. Woo! Yes.
Some people might.
But it is Virgo season. Shout out to all my Virgos out there. Last night I was at Aces. Shout out to everybody that came out to Aces. I ran into Uncle Murda last night at Aces.
I just ran into him too at the Rotimi show at SOBs. He is in these streets.
Yeah, he's running around. He got a new record out. He's pushing and promoting. So shout out to everybody that came out to Aces. Aces was nice last night.
I finally finished The Get Down last night on Netflix. Drop on the Clues bombs for The Get Down on Netflix. Really great show.
Okay.
Really fun show.
I haven't seen it in full yet. I've seen the first two episodes, but it's what I've seen so far, I enjoy it.
Nah, it's really good because my dumb ass didn't even realize that it was based on a true story until later on, until like the second episode. I'm like, wait a minute.
We've been telling you since they started promoting it.
Basically,
telling me what?
That was based kind of on a true story.
No, never heard nobody say that.
Yes, we have.
No, I never heard anybody
you don't
say
listen
that.
Us.
I really don't. But it's like, you know, Grandmaster Flash and Cool Herc and
Grandmaster Flash
Curtis
actually
Blow.
Was the associate producer
I ain't
on it.
I haven't seen Curtis Blow yet.
No.
See?
Sorry.
I ain't seen nothing about no Curtis Blow
Well,
yet.
They mentioned him in the movie.
They
talk
the
about
movie,
the different
yeah.
crews.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
kind of
the right movie.
Yeah,
the Get Down takes
yeah,
The Get Down takes place right around the end of disco, right before the birth of, right when hip-hop is just starting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the what is the Fantastic Four and Plus One?
Mm-hmm.
Them. It's dope. It's a dope show. It's a really good show.
Do you
let me tell you what I watched last night.
What?
I watched that show Atlanta that's coming on FX that Donald Glover's doing, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. That
I can't watch nothing
in.
With Childish Gambino until
Let
he starts showering
something.
On the regular.
That show is hilarious. It's
funny?
Really good. I watched the first four episodes of that last night. It's a really good show. I laughed out loud so many times. You guys were really
Where's
it
on? It's on now? It's on TV?
It's not on yet. Actually, I'm hosting a screening of it tonight, so they sent me some episodes early. Hilarious show. You guys will really
share that.
This is a fact. Most people who don't shower on the regular are very creative. And that is Donald Glover.
So you're saying we shouldn't shower on the regular?
No, I'm saying if that's your, if you're in an artsy type,
mm-hmm.
you don't have time for showers. You're too busy creating.
Okay.
You remember when we had Childish Gambino backstage at the concert we do Powerhouse?
And all the flies were
he
flying
had
around.
He flies mm-hmm. flying around him. Like, he was really funky.
Well, he wears the same sweater. He was wearing that same sweater that he got from his friend.
Somebody stole that sweater, he said, too.
Yeah, he doesn't have that sweater anymore. So, I don't know. Things could be different now.
Somebody did him a favor and stole it and threw it away.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You got to watch Night Of. You got to check out Night Of. It comes on HBO.
I actually started watching
it's
that,
great.
Too.
Yeah, that's really great.
Well, somebody left a note on my laptop.
What'd it say?
It says, Angela, I just want to let you know you are a sexy MF-er. Remember, I told you. Somebody must have been here last night.
Why Angela turned to the camera like that after she said it? Like, like she said it and turned to the camera.
I didn't turn to the camera. I was actually looking at DJ Envy.
All right.
Well, I was looking at DJ Envy from around a computer.
Oh.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll talk about Ryan Lochte. It's not good news for him what happened after his lying or over-exaggerating or whatever you want to call
lying.
It. And we'll talk about Louisiana. We cannot forget about Louisiana right now. They need a lot of extra help. I told you, Britney Spears is actually donating money as well.
Okay. And again, shout out to all my Virgos out there. Virgo season is here! Okay, nobody else cares.
Yeah, no one cares. I mean, you're a Virgo.
I'm sure some Virgos out there listening like, woo!
It's like three people.
All right, well, it's the Breakfast Club. Keep it locked. Here's Sorry, Beyonce. Big homie. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, don't forget, we forgot to mention from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood today, Masika will be joining us.
I don't watch the show, so I don't know what's going on.
That's Fetty Wap's baby mother.
Which one is she from? I watch Love & Hip Hop New York. I don't watch Lies & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Well, previously she was dating Young Berg, and now she has a baby with Fetty Wap.
Don't know her.
Me neither, but we'll talk to her today. Now, let's talk front page news. Now, what's Olympic swimmer? He lost all his endorsements or some of his endorsements?
Ryan Lochte has lost four of his sponsors. Good. Four of his sponsors have dropped him. Speedo was the first one. They said, we have enjoyed a winning relationship with Ryan for over a decade, and he has been an important member of the Speedo team. Man. We cannot condone the behavior that is counter to the values this brand has long stood for. They're also donating $50,000, a portion of his fee, to save the children. Now, in addition, Ralph Lauren has also dropped him. They're not going to go ahead and renew their current deal with him. He was one of the highlighted athletes on Ralph Lauren's website. Also, there's a laser hair removal company that has dropped him and a mattress company.
Drop one of Clues bombs for justice, damn it. You know what I mean? Never trust someone who lies to you. Why would you want to be in business with somebody who lies?
Now, the only difficult thing about that is what else does he have? He's an Olympic swimmer. He lives off his endorsements. There's nothing else that he has out there.
That boy done made a lot of money. He's fine. Okay?
Yeah, it's a difference between making a lot of money and saving a lot of money. Because when you're expecting it to always come and then all of a sudden it's taken from you like this.
He had to know it wasn't going to always be there. But it's that privilege and entitlement.
He just won.
But he's older. He's got like mad medals. Like, yeah, but he's like the second most decorated swimmer ever behind Michael
Phelps. That's why he thought it was still going to happen.
Hey, well, guess what? That's what he get for lying. And it's that entitlement and that privilege that made him feel like he can lie in the first place. So take some of that entitlement and privilege away. I'm not mad at that at all.
All right, now let's talk about Louisiana and the water.
Well, it's been more than a week since a lot of people have slept in their own beds. They're saying about 40,000 homes have been affected by flooding. A lot of people still haven't even been able to get back to their houses right now. They kind of have to wait for the water to drain out because the river can only hold so much water at this point. Now, in addition to that, Britney Spears is actually teaming up with Red Cross. She's auctioning off some of her clothes. She's auctioning for people to win either the outfit she'll be wearing to the MTV Video Music Awards and a signed copy of her upcoming album, Glory, or airfare for two to New York to attend the VMAs and meet her before the award show. So she's asking people to donate $10 and they can enter for a chance to win. Also, Taylor Swift, we told you previously, had donated $1 million. And Lady Gaga tweeted that she donated, but she didn't say exactly how much.
Okay. Look to Britney Spears. I'm glad she's doing something. But I don't think I would want her tour outfits if I just got flooded out. Need regular clothes.
Well, it's not for the people that got flooded. It's for people to donate.
She'll sell them and give the proceeds to the people of Louisiana.
Right.
So she's going to get them the clothes, and then they got to go sell the clothes.
No, she's
going to auction off the clothes, and with the money she makes, she's going to donate to Louisiana.
So people buy a raffle for $10, and you enter for a chance to win. All that money goes to relief for the families in Louisiana.
Last year, I gave a ton load of water, too, with the cause last year. So I think I'm going to do the same thing this year.
Yeah, salute to my dude, Van. His family lives in Baton Rouge. Trying to figure out where to donate money. I just don't want to donate. I want to donate money and people actually get the money.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying?
What I did last year was I sent water actually down there. We have I own part of a beverage company. We was able to send the water. So a lot of times when people buy water, it's expensive to send the water where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to buy the water from the Walmart down there and deliver it to the people that needed it.
That's dope.
So I think I'm gonna try to do this.
I donate, I want to make sure it gets right.
I was the same
to
way.
The people.
Same way.
I
don't
want to donate to Red Cross because there's a lot of people who are getting vouchers from FEMA to stay in hotels and they still haven't gotten the vouchers. They're supposed to get them. They still haven't received them.
I'm going to set it up again this year so you can donate water, and that way you know that it's going directly to the people. But that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you're pissed off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be, this is your chance to vent. 800-585-1051. And the rumors, when we come back. Now, Angela Yee read a note early about somebody left her note. It says, stop the music. Angela, I just want to let you know you a sexy mother. Remember, I told you. But she ain't say who it's from. Right. She ain't read that part. During rumors, we're going to tell you who wrote that letter.
Oh, that's nice.
You're going to be surprised. Woohoo! All right, so keep it locked.
It's got to be an R&B singer.
Or it could be a female rapper.
All right.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. Now, I had to kick a shorty out. I moved a shorty in like a couple months ago, right?
Right.
She talks real reckless at the mouth. I'm a real humble dude, real quiet, you know, cool.
It don't sound like it.
You know, laid back dude, you know. I come from Delaware. You know, I went on a little vacay. My crib is in a disarray, you know. So she got another shorty in the crib. She thinks she's bold. She want to get to throwing bottles and stuff at a kid. So I'm like, you know what? You got to go.
Are you the kid that she was throwing them at?
Yes, I'm the kid she threw them at.
Okay.
You know, people know my B.I. in the hood. Don't worry. It's all good. That's why I'm putting it out to the world.
So are you good? Are you good now?
I'm great, baby. She out the door. I'm in the crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm living life. That's how you're supposed to do.
Is the crib still in disarray?
The crib is back to normal because, you know, a brother like me got to stay on top.
Got you.
I don't play the bottle. I got to stay on top all the time.
You stay up, son, Dunn.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Rodney.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
She basically had like three friends over. But when I got there, the friends weren't over no more. It was three dudes.
So you went over there thinking there was going to be chicks and it was a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, you know, it was just a whole bunch of dudes.
So a bunch of dudes ran a train on you?
Nah, ain't nobody run a train on me, man. I'm talking about the girl.
So what happened with the girl?
Basically, she was there alone when I got there, but the dudes weren't there anymore. So I'm trying to understand, you know, what exactly is my position.
Oh, yo, you know what your position is.
What's his position?
On your stomach with that butt in the air.
Stop. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. You can call us at any time. When we come back, I'll tell you who wrote that sexy letter for Miss Angela.
Oh, my gosh, Envy. You're so immature.
I am. We'll tell you about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Love. How you like that record, E?
Oh, yeah, I love that record.
How you like Tory Lanez?
I like Tory Lanez.
Oh, that's great. Morning, everybody. It's The Breakfast Club. When Angela
Yee... his new album? Did you listen to it yet?
I heard a bunch of his records. I like everything I heard so far.
It's decent. I like it. It's cool.
He's actually hosting my birthday party in Atlantic City.
Oh,
ho, ho. I'm not mad at
it. Maybe day. Now, when we got here this morning, there was a note on Angela's laptop. It read, Angela, I just want to let you know you a sexy mother effer. Remember, I told you. Tory Lanez, he's shooting his shot at you, Yee.
No, I think he's doing what he's supposed to do, you know, leaving the cute notes, because he probably was here.
He could have left it for Charlamagne.
And at some point, we're going to interview...
He could have left it for me.
We're going to interview him at some point. And if he would have left it for one of you guys, that would have been weird.
That wouldn't have been weird. That probably would increase his record sales. Tory Lanez gay? What? All right? You get some of that gay privilege, you start selling records out the ass. Literally.
So, Yee, will you give him a shot?
You know, I have a boyfriend. But I like Tory Lanez. He's great. I like him as an artist, cool person. He actually did our anniversary for us, The Breakfast Club, last year.
His album's decent. I'm not going to front. It got a good storyline. It plays like an episode of Power, but it's way too many skits, though.
That many?
Bro, when you look at your track list and it say 28 songs, that's a lot nowadays.
That is a lot,
bro,
of songs, yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot for old days. 28 records? 28 tracks?
Well, I think we're going to kick it with him this week, so we're going to chop it up with Tory Lanez hopefully this week. And don't forget Masaka.
Masika?
Yeah, huh. From Love and Hip Hop.
Masaka sounds like a food or something.
No, that sounds like something you get when you get bit by a mosquito.
No, that's Zika, not Masaka.
Same difference.
Now, we're going to be talking to her next hour. Of course, that's Fetty Wap's baby's mother. She's on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, so keep it locked. And we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, find out who just had their 15th child. Congratulations. 15? Yes, 15 Sheesh. Kids. You thought you had a lot.
I know.
Also, we'll talk about Usain Bolt. Now, he's all in the spotlight because of his dating. All right? It's a little bit of drama going on.
All right. We'll get to all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Get your ass up.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to DMX. He just had his 15th child.
Drop one of Clues bombs for the Doc Man X.
Wow.
The baby was born Friday in New York City. Exodus Simmons is the baby's name.
Okay.
and the mother is Desiree. It's his longtime girlfriend. It's her first child. So he wasn't there for the actual delivery, but he did make it back right away. He was in Arizona. He made it back right away so he could enjoy the baby's first night in the world. He said the baby is a blessing.
That is a blessing. How many kids can you claim on your taxes at once? I know it's a cutoff point.
Yeah, he's definitely four. Reached that cutoff.
It's three or four.
I reached mine.
But that's the kind of friend you need so you can borrow his kids for tax time. And besides that, DMX has the kind of spirit that needs to spread. I just hope that he's, you know, breeding with the right people.
Oh, so Envy, somebody could claim this last baby.
You want it?
Because you can only claim four, you said.
You want to claim him?
I think it's three.
I think it's four.
It is four?
I believe so.
Okay.
Four dependents, right?
All right, Usain Bolt. I don't know if you guys have been following what's been happening ever since he won these gold medals, but apparently he has a girlfriend of 2 years at home in Jamaica. He calls her his first lady, and his sister just recently said they should be getting married soon. That's what's next. Well, now there's all these pictures that have been coming out of Usain Bolt, I guess, cheating on his girlfriend. And one picture, he was making out with the girl in the club. Now, I don't know if y'all saw this picture of him kissing this girl, but it looked like he was about to swallow her whole entire face. I've never seen anybody kiss like this before. Then there's pictures of him in bed with yet another woman. Now, this woman has been identified, and she's saying that the impact of the pictures has left her mortified. She said, it's very negative. I never wanted to be famous. I'm dying of shame.
And why did she put the picture out?
I think it was on her WhatsApp. I don't know how it happened, but she shared the pictures of herself in bed with him. And she is reportedly the widow of one of Rio de Janeiro's most dangerous former drug lords. Her name is JD Duarte. Oh,
well, I will say this. Usain Bolt has a beautiful girlfriend, number one.
Yeah, his girlfriend is absolutely
beautiful.
Stunning.
And number two, it's really not cheating because he's cheating with women of other races. You know, if you cheat with a woman of another race, then if you cheat with a woman of another race other than your girlfriend, then it's not cheating.
Who told you that?
Like, if you got a black girlfriend and you cheat with white
sounds
girls,
like
Mexican girls,
rules.
Spanish girls, it's not cheating. And thirdly, every girl that Usain Bolt has been caught with is trash. These girls look terrible compared to his girlfriend. If you're going to cheat, especially after winning all these gold medals, you got to cheat up. Like, his girlfriend has every right to be very pissed off, not only because of his cheating, but because of the caliber of woman he is cheating with. Okay?
Well, if you follow his girlfriend on social media, you can see the kind of things that she's been saying.
And she should be upset.
About all of this. And they're also saying Usain Bolt, by the way, has signed a lifetime contract with Nike, which is thought to be worth an estimated $30 million a year.
Wow. $30 million a year. You making all that
lifetime.
Money. And you still out here smutting out trash chicks. Come on, Usain. Step your game up. If you're going to cheat on something that looks better than your woman.
It was his 30th birthday. He was in the club, and it was just looking a little crazy.
Nah, bro.
What's she supposed to do now?
What can she do?
Stand by her man?
You ain't got no choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, this just in. There is no maximum amount of dependents you're allowed to claim on your tax return.
Really?
So DMX can claim all 15.
Well, that's not going to happen because they're all different baby mamas, but that would be good in a great world.
Right.
In a perfect world, yes, he could claim all.
He can claim all dependents. Wow.
Really? I thought the cutoff was like three or four.
I thought so, too.
Why do they say that?
Because I was about to say, if it's cutoff is three or four, after you have more than that, you're just doing it out of love.
No, it says you can claim all dependents who are qualified child dependents. According to IRS rules.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like less and less money? Like you get a dollar for the last kid?
I don't know. I'm going to call the count
today. Three racks for a child. Mm-hmm.
That's
something
crazy.
Like that.
So he's getting $45,000.
No, he ain't getting nothing. He got baby mamas. Them baby mamas is the ones claiming them on his taxes.
All right, now let's talk about Steph Curry's mouth guard. Apparently, a fan auctioned off his mouth guard. It was a mouth guard that was found by a fan at a Golden State Warriors road game back in December.
That's not the one he threw, right?
No, it's not. But that one would probably get a lot more money. This one actually got $3,190 on Sunday morning in an online auction. So imagine if they would have auctioned off the one that he threw after in the finals.
You know how lonely you got to be to buy Steph Curry's mouth guard? Like, that is, like, lonely. Like, that's... Play the Frank Ocean, damn it. That's, like...
Hold on. We got to pull it up. We got
to
find it.
That is so lonely. Like, to be on eBay buying Frank Ocean's...
No.
I mean, buying Steph Curry's mouth guard? No.
But just imagine the person that picked it up off the floor.
And auctioned it off. Now, that's an entrepreneur.
I ain't picking it up.
Is what we call it. Not for $3,000? All you got to do is pick up a mouth guard?
No. I'm never in that, no. You are love. That's how you got to feel when you just sitting at the computer contemplating whether you're going to spend this $3,000 on Steph Curry's mouth guard.
Yeah. Maybe he feels like that spit is going to give him superhuman powers. He could be the next.
That's disgusting.
Steph Curry.
Ugh. Who would do that? Why? Why would you buy Steph Curry's mouth? What's wrong with y'all people?
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, Fetty Wap's baby mama, she goes by the name of Masika.
Masika.
Never heard of her, but she got a fat ass.
Masika. All right, that's her name. Masika. When we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Drake. It's One Dance. That was Needing Me, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Masika.
Hello.
I said it right?
You did.
Okay, Masika.
I don't watch any of them, so I don't know what's going on.
And the new season just started. And we were surprised to see that Fetty Wap is actually going to be on there. I have to say, when I first seen the trailer, I was like, dang, because a lot of times people aren't able to get certain people that they have kids with that are as big as Fetty Wap to be on something like Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, well, we were working on co-parenting and, you know, working on our relationship. And, you know, he agreed to do it to be supportive at first.
Oh, you got kids with young Fetty?
We have one.
That's your baby.
Yeah.
I can see why he would shoot that club up.
I know Masika for quite some time also, before all of this Love & Hip Hop drama.
Yes.
So you started off on Love & Hip Hop dating young Berg.
Berg?
No. I started off single.
Okay, you're single, and you guys...
Nobody wants to claim Young Berg now. You claimed him when he had that record out. You got a baby from Young Berg, too?
Absolutely not.
No, this is her first child.
Sure I got one kid. She is 4 months old.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out how many bad decisions you made in your life.
I made a lot of bad decisions, but I'm still here, so...
There you go.
You dated Molly Mall?
No.
You didn't date Molly Mall?
No. Yes, you did. You did date Molly Mall.
Here's the thing. I didn't even know Molly, let's be honest.
Okay, because that's how they set it up, like that you were...
That's how he tried to set it up.
I'm so lost.
Molly got my number from Justin Bieber.
Okay.
And he was playing on
You had sex with Justin Bieber?
Listen, I said he got my number.
How Justin Bieber have your number?
Because I gave it to him.
Okay. Oh, shucks, young Justin. Did he hit you in the DM?
JV. He actually did. Wow. He actually did creep in my DM.
Wow, then y'all hooked
up? No, this was Twitter days, like back before like Instagram. He actually had somebody... DM me on Floyd's page because I followed Floyd. I didn't follow Justin.
Oh, so you thought it was Floyd DMing you?
No, I know Floyd. I knew it wasn't Floyd DMing me. Like, me and Floyd are cool. Like, that's my homie.
So Floyd smashed too?
What part
of homie?
This is disrespectful now. Every time she mentions.
The only thing Floyd smashes in the ring and ain't got shit to do with me, that's my homeboy.
Got you.
My people. He gives great relationship advice, which is really ironic because he has a harem.
Yeah, you got to step in it every time she says she knows someone.
He actually gives me amazing, amazing advice.
What's the advice? Get down on my harem?
No, nah. Okay. He told me that a man can do for you what he can afford. And if he won't, then that means that shows how he feels about you.
That's great advice, actually. Because if you can, like, afford to give a girl the world, you'll give her the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you can't, then you'll give her, like, tokens of your appreciation that show you love her.
And it's not always money either. It's like, you know.
Time.
Yeah, whatever he can afford to do. If he does not do that, then he's just one of the bitches.
And you dated Drake.
What?
Okay, I'm just asking.
No.
You said
that picture.
There was a picture of her.
Oh, that picture of me and Drake.
No. Picture of you and Drake?
No. Yeah, there's a picture of me and Drake. He absolutely did not smash.
Charlamagne, look.
It's a cute picture. Doesn't it look like one of those,
she
like...
She posted it. I guess it was a...
Doesn't it look like one of those, like, high school, like, you know, pictures? That's what we're going for with that picture.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
It's a song.
No. Based off a true story.
No, actually, we never did, and that's the funniest thing, because everyone always assumes
that... That's a smash.
Yeah.
That's a close picture.
There's certain people you take a picture with.
We were trying to take, like, an Olin Mills picture, because we were matching. Mm. So that was, like, the goal of the picture. We thought it was, you know, funny, and... Aha, and everybody's like, oh, you f***ed up. No, I ain't.
Drake and Trey Songz, you take a picture like that, people going to think you smashed.
Well, I wouldn't take a picture like that with Trey Songz.
Yeah. I see you selling that flat tummy tea.
Look, hey, listen.
She had a baby.
I just had a baby.
You look great for
I had a baby like yesterday, okay? My waist trainer, Spanx, flat tummy tea, anything.
You got no waist trainer on now?
I have on everything. I am taped, glued, and pinned in this
movie. It looks good, though. It
Thank you. Thank you.
And what about Gucci Mane? You dated Gucci Mane?
No! Jesus
Christ. You slept with Christ. Gucci Mane, too? Oh,
listen,
you're right.
First of all, here's the funny thing. Here's what trips me out about people. They see me with one person, like, oh, my God, this, blah, blah, blah. I really legit know everybody. I started off doing music videos in Atlanta when videos were popping.
Video vixen.
Yeah, okay. And that was back, like, when I was in college, when we were actually getting paid money to do it. Mm-hmm. And I met so many guys and so many of their managers and teams and producers and whatever. And I've kept close relationships with these people, especially all of the Atlanta rappers. So legit, I'm friends with or associates with almost everybody. And everybody seems to think if you know somebody, then they know your vagina. Right. And that's not true.
It don't matter.
But you know,
I'm free to do that.
I can do whatever I want to do with my vagina. However, don't put my vagina in somebody else's lap when I haven't. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the whole thing. I think as a female, as soon as you take a picture with a guy,
people, yeah.
Now, Charlamagne took a picture with Drake, and he got mad when he didn't come to work, and everybody made fun of him for that. But I think it's not fair that guys could take a picture with another guy.
Exactly.
And they cool for that. But if you're a female working and you take a picture exactly. with somebody, automatically, oh, you smash.
She probably smashing, man. Damn, who cares if you smash?
The only thing I smash is my daughter's sweet potatoes when I puree her food. Okay.
But you got to look at the way people look at it, right? They're like, okay, Fetty Wap, new artist. Hot singles out right now. You let him hit. So why wouldn't you let Drake hit? He got more hit records.
Okay, but it's not. So wait. are we like gauging who we hook up with by what they've done? Or who they are to us?
But that's because that's how Charlamagne thinks.
That's the truth, though.
That's how why he thinks.
You I mean, that might be true for certain people.
I don't like men.
Justin Bieber?
Who said I smashed any of these people?
He's saying,
and then
why
you gave it up
you?
To Young Berg. I mean, you know.
Listen, I was doing my job, okay?
Oh, you're a prostitute?
No. Filming with him was my job.
Oh, okay.
Filming with him was my job.
Sex comes with that?
Who said that?
So you didn't have sex with Young Berg?
I didn't say that either.
All right, now let's get into what happened with you and Young Berg, because there was a lot of drama.
Yeah,
there.
I had Masaka.
No, Masika.
Listen.
Listen. What the hell is that?
It's a new dashiki? Masika Kalisha, thank you.
Masika.
That is my real name.
What's Masika mean?
It means invincible.
Okay.
And I get a lot of idiots that be like, well, I can still see you. And then I walk away and say, well, now. and then I walk away and say, well, now you can't.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Masika. We'll find out what happened with her and Young Berg. We heard it was a domestic dispute. We'll find out when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
The Breakfast Club.
That was for free, DJ Khaled. Drake, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Fetty Wap's baby mama, Masika in the building. Now, Yee?
Now, from what I heard, Young Berg was originally supposed to be on the show with Bow Wow's baby mama.
Yes.
And that didn't work out.
Yes.
So then somehow you guys ended up dating.
Completely by accident.
You and Bow Wow?
No,
really? Young Berg.
Berg.
Really?
Berg.
You just gonna put another one in there?
Yeah, let me write that one down.
No.
Bow Wow.
Originally, Berg was dating Joy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened. Halfway through filming, there were people that were released, people that were hired, which is when Nikki came and Molly came back. But Molly was never actually hired. He was a free hoe. Somehow throughout the season, there was so much drama going on. I really didn't know anyone that well. I met Berg years before, so we ended up being like besties. Mm-hmm. Like, we would hang out at each other's house and just drink every day. Everyone thought we were dating. We weren't. Hanging
but
out every
did
day.
Date Berg, because then there was towards an incident the end. Where yeah. you guys were in a hotel room and there was a domestic assault charge on him
you
against
you. You put hands
you.
On him?
Should have.
No, he put hands on her.
Oh. What?
Not necessarily.
And that's why. And that's why he. No. Did, but I feel like he admitted that in court.
Something did happen. So
argument.
It wasn't a fight.
He slapped you.
No, he didn't. It
he
was.
Pinched you.
It was a girl fight. He pulled my hair.
You?
He pulled her hair.
You get arrested for pulling girls' hair?
But it was a lot.
So how did you get up with Fetty Wap? How did you end up with Fetty?
So I went to a club in L.A. and I walked in. I sat down. He walked up to me.
I remember when
that's
you guys first started dating because Fetty Wap was up here and I asked him about it. I'm going to tell you what made it really awkward was I didn't know...
The girl with him?
Girlfriend was in the room.
The girl of the day? Yeah.
His girlfriend was actually in there. I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, I find out all this stuff.
Well, hey, let's listen.
Well, you had a girlfriend, Alexis Skye, and then you were messing with Masika from Love & Hip Hop as well.
No, I wasn't messing
with her.
Because I'd be on the blogs.
He's always business. Damn. Yeesh.
Are you saying that's not true? It wasn't you and Masika?
Yeah, somebody looked like me, man.
How does that make you feel?
Well, at that point, at that point, we had already broken up.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So basically, I was pregnant then, mm-hmm. and nobody knew it.
Wasn't he denying it at one time that it was his?
When I made my announcement, he did say some vomit from his mouth like that.
Did he get the blood test?
I asked him to take one multiple times. He didn't need one. Like, there was never any confusion, never any doubt. And, you know, he's apologized for that several times. But at the end of the day, I can't speak on why he did that because I don't put words in a grown man's mouth, so you would have to ask him why he said that.
I still would have got the test. Not no disrespect to you, but just you never can be.
I'm not
too
saying
sure
I'm not saying I didn't get the test.
Yeah, he did get one,
but it wasn't him that wanted it. I demanded it.
Gotcha. But you said you knew it was his, regardless.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why you like get the test because I know.
Yeah, like I asked him several times, and he.
By the way, the baby came out, or that was the only person he was having sex with.
Yeah, that was the only person I was sleeping
at
with.
At what point did you let him hit it raw though?
Think about that. Yeah. That was an accident.
Immediately.
The condom
there was no accident.
Nah, there was no condom breakage. That was a complete, like, 6 a.m., 5 a.m. wake up. I'm still asleep kind of situation.
He said that he felt like you set him up. Like, you came there to the club to meet him.
I did.
The whole thing.
But I didn't come. No, I did come to meet him to do a record with him.
You do music?
Yeah, we actually have a record together called Underlay.
He's a singer.
So this is what happened. So this is legit what happened. So
you're unsigned artist. You went to the club to meet Fetty Wap to get a record.
So listen, the club is next door to my house. I lived at the W in Hollywood.
You lived at the W?
For 4 years.
You making money.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Don't play with me.
They got residencies at the W?
Yeah.
Vagina, be honest.
Absolutely not. Never have.
Chase never will.
If I was selling vagina, I would not be at the W. I would be in the hills somewhere.
Ooh, you have a house.
helicopter. No, I would not be in a condo selling vajayjay. Okay.
I'm sorry. So you were at
Thank
the W.
You. The club was literally next door to my house. I could walk there. Like, you couldn't park closer than I could walk. So I just went to the club, and I'm sitting down, and he was performing, and I told my girlfriends, I'm going to do a record with him. They're like, okay, bitch, whatever. And he just walked up to me and said, oh, you're Masika. And I'm like, yeah. He was like,
well. He knew who you were already.
He did. You know, he was talking a little bit, and I was like, hey, this is great, but I'm a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. I would love to pay you for a record. And he kind of stopped and, like, laughed at me. And I'm like, well, what's funny? And he's like, you want to pay me for a record? And I'm like, isn't that what you do? He's like, yeah, but I've never had a girl offer to pay me. Like, what are you supposed to do? I want to do a record. I'll pay for it. So he's like, nah, I'll do it for free. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
He's like, I've never had a woman offer to pay. I've had a girl like, yo, you can do it. Yo, hook me up. You don't need it. He's like, but you're the first person to approach me. I'm like, I got you.
And how long did it take him to smash, though?
Not that long. Not that long.
I like your style,
Mom. Day, week?
Day. Yeah.
Damn, I like your style, Mom.
And honestly, like, that's the quickest I've ever slept with somebody.
Okay, Fetty, we see you.
However,
verse at the time. He was all over the radio.
Had nothing to do with the verse. Okay. Had absolutely nothing. We have the same birthday. We act just alike.
What's your birthday?
June 7th.
So you guys had a lot of chemistry.
Yeah, we hit it off. We just kept seeing each other and talking and blah, blah, blah. And the craziest thing, I always get blamed for this. Like, he posted the video of me and him on his Snapchat or whatever else. And it was like, oh, she did this. She did. Well, I did it.
He posted it.
I would have never said anything.
But you were okay with him posting it.
Yeah.
He told you. He didn't just do it.
Yeah, no. I was definitely okay with him doing it. But I've dated people that you would never know. And then, like, the people that I actually, like, post pictures with, I haven't dated. I don't expose my hoes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I keep my hoes undercover.
Underground.
So you keep your hoes undercover?
I keep my hoes undercover.
Okay,
all right. If I dated Drake, I wouldn't have posted that picture. Mm-hmm. You know, I like my business private. Gotcha. If he didn't post that video, no one would have ever even knew. So,
and that's when all the drama started.
That's when all the drama
situations
started.
Situations where you thought y'all was dating, but he was just smashing?
Nah, he wanted to get a house together. Like, we had a realtor.
Okay.
Everything.
I know you didn't. Do you believe him, though? Did you believe him back then?
He gets a house with all his bitches. What you talking about?
Oh.
This one gets one in this state. But, I mean, of course, I didn't know about all of that then.
A man only going to do what he can afford to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? All this was his idea.
So you thought in your head we're in a committed relationship.
That's what he requested. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, it's no pressure. But he was like, no, I'm not with anybody. There's nobody.
Whoa.
I don't have a girlfriend. There's no one that can think that they're my girlfriend, like, the whole night.
After smashing after just a day, he wanted to wife you?
It was more than a day. It was a couple weeks, maybe, that he wanted to do that.
That's quick. So when did the ish hit the fan, so to say?
When I got pregnant.
Did you scream, got him, when he hit it raw and shot your club up?
I screamed, don't do that again.
Too late, man. It's only one time.
He could do it all.
Well, it was multiple times. I ended up trying to do preventative measures, which I had to do. Which I did a few times.
The morning after.
God bless you for being a dirty
Patterson.
I'm glad you're still repping for the dirty
Patterson. Here's the thing. I've never been in this situation. I'm very careful. I'm an adult.
This is your first child.
It is my first child, and this is not, like, the first attempt, okay?
How many abortions have you had?
Zero.
I don't believe
you. You don't have to believe me.
That's your real body?
Yeah. These boobs aren't real.
That's real, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my daughter gave me that.
What's your relationship with Fetty now?
It's hard to say. It depends on which way the wind blows.
It seems very back and forth, because there's some days that he's, you know, you guys are great together. He's being a great dad.
He definitely still likes you. Y'all still like each other, because there's no way I'm doing a reality TV show if I'm Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap,
I mean,
popping out
and
here.
Here's the thing. Like, things got crazy. Let's say that. He did come back and, you know, try to make things right. And I do commend him for what he did. However, there's still more issues.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So my priority is my child. I don't know what his priority is.
Now, about this singing career, can we hear something?
I have some music if you want me to play.
You can't sing right now?
I can, but I'm
Let's
not going to.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Why?
Because.
Why? The world is watching.
Well, I just don't want to.
Aw.
Shut up,
Did you say aw? Let me ask you a question. This is going to sound a little crazy.
If somebody stabs you in your waist trainer right now, would you feel it?
With what?
That's what I don't know.
That wasn't the question.
If they stab me with what?
I was going to ask with Fetty Wap with his eye problem.
Okay.
Right. Damn, really? Eye problem? What? For real?
Well, he had glaucoma in his eye. He had an eye problem.
He did.
Eye situation. So with you having a child, does that make, did you look
DJ
into...
DJ Envy special coming up, right?
Forget it. Because if I had a child, okay. Somebody who had... Never mind. Right.
No. That's a legit
question.
No, I did. I definitely did. No, I did, for real. I talked to my doctor about it. I asked him, you know, is it hereditary? What can happen? Without him talking to Fetty, he couldn't exactly tell me.
Right.
He did, you know, say a couple reasons why it could have happened. And then later on in my pregnancy, when Fetty made a return, we went to the doctor's appointment, and he talked about it with the doctor. So was determined that it's not a genetic thing.
Oh, good.
That's all I want to know. We should play some of her music.
Cool. You want to play?
I just want to hear a song.
Ready?
Yeah, I want to hear
you
that.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right, well, we have it. Let's play a clip. We're going to play a clip, not the full song. We're going to play a clip of Masika. It's called Underlay. It's featuring Fetty Wap. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Masika's new joint, Underlay, featuring Fetty Wap. Good morning, everybody. It's The Breakfast Club. Masika from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Fetty Wap's baby mom is in the building.
What'd you think of that record, Emmy?
It's cool.
It's all right. You trash it. You think it's going to be terrible?
If it was Sierra, it'd be whack. But it's like, it's all right because it's you.
Really? Really? Yeah. It's like me saying, you know, well, I mean, I was expecting a lot more, but it's you, so this is okay.
I was. I mean, I wasn't expecting. I thought it was going to be whack. I'm going to be honest with you.
He definitely wanted the issue.
I just thought I did. I just thought it was going to be whack. It's actually kind of cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you write it yourself?
Yeah, I write everything.
Why are you not pushing it more?
Again, it was the situation with him, which is why I didn't.
Just tell me you'll put him on child support if you don't clear the feature.
First of all, no, I will not do that because I don't want to and I don't even need to. But, nah, it's okay.
Were those lyrics for him that you wrote at that time?
Nah, not at all. Like, I wanted to do, like, something like a Trina mixed with Lil' Kim type vibe. Like, like say things that women don't really say but they think. That's what's beeped out. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to push the envelope and kind of go there and have fun with it. So I created the hook, and he was like, hey, let's go. I like it. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of, you know, went off of that.
Can we end this interview so I can watch her go?
Yeah. I'll just stand up and spin if that's what you want.
Okay.
Right? Okay. All right.
All right. Let me get something for the snap. Hold on one second.
You will not Snapchat me that. You will not do that to me.
Right. Well, Masika, we appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you.
Are you going to be fighting this season?
No. I am a mother.
You have a baby.
I am a mother.
Act like your vagina got some value, damn it.
I don't act like it does, sweetheart. It
Ooh,
does.
There you go.
Yeah, honey. This is not an audition. I already have the job.
Masika.
Masika, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. They love you.
All guests got to walk out before they...
You're so stupid. You know,
my goodness. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You can't roll up to this one. You got.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
So Kobe Bryant has announced that he is now a venture capitalist. He announced his venture capital fund. It's a $100 million fund. He'll be investing in technology, media, and data companies over the next few years. He's partnered up with Jeff Stibel, who is also a longtime entrepreneur and investor. They actually have invested in 15 different companies together since 2013. Here is what Kobe has to say.
Here's the problem. Once you retire, you don't have that source of income that's coming in, right? So even if you save over a 15-year career, if your spending habits remain the same, eventually that well's going to run dry. Right. When you find that next passion, everything else will make sense. But that's the hardest part for us. To grow, you have to constantly learn. You have to constantly move, constantly improve. I mean, that's the key. That's what makes life fun, I think.
That is a fact. That's why most rappers go broke, because they're used to getting a certain amount of money all the time from being in the club,
and they fall
parties,
off.
Or selling albums. Mm-hmm. And then when they fall off, boy, they still got them phantom
it's a
payments.
Shell shock. Yeah, you're right.
Well, one of the main things, too, for a lot of athletes that are investing large sums of money is to be really careful about your investments, because, you know, you got to make sure you don't invest in things that end up not working out for you and you end up going bankrupt. But Kobe has already made some pretty good investments. Currently, he has invested in the Players Tribune, which is a huge sports media website.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he has a legal services company called LegalZoom that he's invested in, and a telemarketing software firm called Ring DNA, and a home juicing company called Juicero. So,
I mean, Kobe going to be fine, because Kobe can make money for the rest of his life just being Kobe.
Right.
Just on sneakers. And, you know, tomorrow is Kobe Bryant Day in L.A.
Today's his birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to Kobe.
Yeah, tomorrow is Kobe Bryant Day in L.A., August 24th.
You would have never thought he had a rape case. Drop on the clues bombs for Kobe. Bounce back nice from that, right?
Maybe if you stop bringing it up.
bounce back nice from that.
All right, Carmelo Anthony also has Mellow 7 Tech Partners. We know he started that company, and that's for largely early-stage tech investing. And Shaq has also made a number of investments in technology and entertainment startups as well. All right, Tyra Banks is going to be a teacher, a professor at Stanford University. That's going to happen for 2 weeks next May.
Kobe Bryant smashed that too, by the way.
Tyra's going to be...
Allegedly, I don't know.
Guest lecturer, and she's going to co-teach a class on creating and protecting a personal brand. So it's going to have 25 students. They get instructions from her on how to use all of old and new media to showcase their strengths. That should be pretty interesting. She actually had to take an executive education training program. She completed that. And now she's doing that. She did a 9-week business program at Harvard and got a certificate. So now she can teach.
Okay.
All right. Tamar and Vince got into it. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but they got into a physical domestic dispute at the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead, Atlanta, according to Bossip. Bossip is saying the argument got so bad that it turned physical and that Vince actually bit Tamar on her hand so badly that he drew blood.
Vince was just hungry, man.
Yeah. Hopefully he wasn't trying to eat her. She did end up calling the police. Her finger was bitten so badly that as she left the premises, they were saying that she would likely need stitches to close up her wound. Now, Vince was apparently not arrested. He actually left before the police even came. Sources are saying that they routinely get into these physical altercations. They get very violent and something... which everybody who works closely with them knows about it. But typically, they smooth things over and put on a good public face.
So there's been all kinds of
rumors swirling around. But they're saying that Tamar has dropped Vince and went with Russian McDonald, who works with Steve Harvey as a manager. Well, he was Steve Harvey's former manager.
Rashawn.
Yeah, Rashawn. Is that how you say his name?
Rashawn, yeah.
It's Rashawn.
It's spelled R-U-S-H-I-O-N.
I don't know. That's Rashawn. I just know him as Rashawn.
I know. We have a Rashawn in this room.
And my mind is RAA SHAUN.
Nice.
Listen, Vince and Tamar will be fine, okay? You can get through anything if Kobe and Vanessa made it. All right?
All right.
Be clear about that.
Well, that is your rumor report.
Kobe sodomized the white woman in Denver, and his marriage is going strong.
There you go.
Okay? Come on. Lemonade.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee. That's your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne! Stop laughing over there.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to, man?
Donkey today is going to Doc Gooden. Okay?
You all right? Get yourself together. Get yourself
I'm always together.
You all right?
Well, it's the best it's going to get. Listen, Doc Gooden, you know who that is?
The pitcher?
Ask your daddy. Ask your granddaddy.
Baseball player?
Yes.
Not granddaddy. Ask your daddy.
No, granddaddy, man.
No, daddy.
Doc Gooden, 51 years old. That's granddaddy age, bro.
He was popping in 86. That's your daddy age, man.
And granddaddy.
All right.
What you talking about?
Donkey today when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Tuesday, August 23rd, goes to former Major League Baseball player Doc Gooden. Now, kids, this is a beef between two OG baseball players, okay? Because Doc Gooden's former teammate, Darryl Strawberry, on the front page of the Daily News yesterday, I believe, said Doc Gooden was a complete junkie addict. Now, I don't know if you all have seen Doc Gooden lately, but if you can, get to a computer and go to the nydailynews.com. It's a picture of Doc Gooden on the front with a tank top on and basketball shorts. And if he's not on drugs, he needs to be.
Sheesh.
Okay? You see him? Mm. Because he's 51, but he looks approximately dead and decayed years old. Okay? Doc Gooden looks like the X-ray of a skeleton. In fact, he looks like an X-ray of Mark Anthony. That's how frail he looks. Now, even though we all have eyes, Doc Gooden maintains he's not on cocaine. In fact, he says, I am healthy. I don't have a drug problem. I mean, I am an addict. That don't mean I'm an active addict. And his struggles with drug addiction haven't resurfaced. Now, Doc Gooden's ex-girlfriend, Janice Roots, says, and I quote, when will you stop blaming people for your abominable addiction behaviors, okay? Doc Gooden's own children have said the ex-pitcher has been in a drug-induced downward spiral since January 2014, and it's gotten worse since the death of his mother last month. Okay, I don't need to hear anymore. I can eyeball a junkie. I've been around junkies all my life. Is it possible he's sick? Yes. That's exactly what drug addiction is, a sickness, a disease. And the first steps to curing it is admitting you have a problem, okay? The first sign that you are indeed a drug addict is denial, denial, denial. But what most junkies don't understand is that, in the words of my father, you're not lying to me, you're lying to yourself. What you mean you're not on drugs? Do you see yourself, Doc Gooden? You can lie to your kids, you can lie to Daryl Strawberry, you can lie to the New York Daily News, but you cannot lie to yourself. Every time you put cocaine in your nose, crack in your lungs, or heroin in your veins, you know the truth, okay? Look, Doc Gooden, only you can prevent crack pipe fires, okay? I don't know what your drug of choice is. I just know that you're choosing to use drugs, and I love the fact that everybody close to you who really loves you is choosing to put you on blast. You may not see it that way, but putting you on blast forces you to straighten up your act because you know all eyes are on you now, Doc. You can keep lying to yourself. You can get help. Just know, whatever you decide to do, the first step towards getting somewhere is to decide that you are not going to stay where you are. Please give Doc Gooden the biggest hee-haw, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Yeah, I didn't know whether to give him the biggest hee-haw or the smooth sounds of the Hamiltons.
Okay.
Because he just needs some help.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
And hopefully he gets that help soon.
He's 51. He ain't got much time. He's on the other side of the clock, especially when you've been smoking crack. Well, not really, though. Well, I don't know what you've been doing, but crackheads live a long time.
You hear the instrumental?
I Want to Rock? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, coming up next, now, guys, we can go either two ways.
I think, well, go ahead. What
we
you
know.
Doing?
We can go either two ways.
Wow.
Now,
I'm glad you finally admitted it, but.
Pause. Mikasa was up here earlier today.
Who?
Mikasa.
Masika.
Masika.
From Love and Hip Hop. Her name.
For Love and Hip Hop.
You said Mikasa. I was like, I didn't know we had an artist in here. Mikasa.
I said Mikasa. Masika. She was here from Love and Hip Hop.
They mad at us, too.
Why?
Because they said that her song was whack.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't really paying attention when we played it.
Andale?
I can tell you wasn't paying attention.
Why?
Her and Fetty Wap.
Because you ain't had no headphones on.
I wasn't paying attention. You asked me.
But you're the DJ. You should be paying attention.
Now, let's be clear. I never said she sounds good. I just said the song was okay. I didn't have no expectations.
I wasn't really
for the record.
I heard mostly
attention.
Fetty Wap on there and her on the hook.
Yeah, I didn't have no expectations for the record. Record sound all right to me. Well,
maybe if you stop staring at her ass and pay attention to the song.
I wasn't really looking at her ass like that.
What was you looking at?
She had a waist train on. I was looking at her ass. I'm married.
Yeah,
though.
Why are you lying? We have pictures, photo right evidence of it.
You had to change it. It's about 8:09.
You might be. Still summertime. The kids ain't back in school yet.
You all right. You all right. Let's play this song, all right? Let's play this song. 800-585-1051. The intern came in here yelling at me like, do you really like that song? You lied. You
it
said
wasn't
you liked
that. I mean, it wasn't bad to me.
I honestly
didn't say
listen.
It was hot. I ain't say it's hot fire gonna take over the world. I was just like, eh, it's all right.
Do we have the song? Do you have a clip of the song? All right, let's play a clip of the song when we come back and let us know what you think about the song.
How long is the record?
585-1051. Well, the record's like 3 minutes long. We're not playing that long.
Let's give it 120 seconds. Give it 120 seconds.
We get about 110. Maybe 60 seconds.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. You sure you don't play a clip?
So we're going to play an old school. We're going to do old school radio and do like Pump It or Dump It?
I wouldn't call it Pump It or Dump It.
Pump
bro.
It or Dump It?
No. All right.
Classic or trash like Jesus Romero? What are we going to do? Are you going to let people call in and see if they like the record?
There
basically?
You go. Here's a snippet of the record. We'll play the full. Well, we're not playing the full version.
We'll give 120
a longer
seconds.
Clip. When we come back, 800-585-1051. Mikasa from Love & Hip Hop.
Masika
from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood stopped through today. And this is her record. It's called Andale featuring Fetty Wap.
If you think it's trash, don't hold back. Please, call up and do tell.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us earlier today, Masika. That is Fetty.
Who the hell is Masika?
What's her name?
I don't know. I just know it's not Masika.
What's her name? Mikasa. Mikasa stopped through.
I don't even know if that's her correct
is
name.
Is that her name?
I don't. Fetty Wap's baby mom.
Masika. Masika stopped through from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. That's Fetty Wap's baby's mom.
Now, when she was here, we played her record with Fetty Wap.
Let's play a clip of it now.
Yeah, it's called Underlay.
Oh,
Now, the question is 800-585-1051. What do you think of her record? Now, it has Fetty Wap on it. That's her baby daddy. And Charlamagne likes it.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't say I like it. I said it's not bad. People are upset with us on social media because they're like, y'all should have trashed that record. I don't hear trash. I don't think it's great. And like I told her, if that was somebody who I expected good music from, I'd probably be like, yo, that record's whack. But being that it's her and I have no expectations, it actually sounds all right. It's okay.
I wouldn't play it again.
And why not, sir? You have yet to listen to this record. You keep talking. You have not listened to it.
I did. I just did.
Okay.
What about you, Angela Yee?
I just heard Fetty Wap's verse on there. It is, you know, fine. I don't think it's like a radio hit.
Would you listen to it again?
If y'all keep playing it.
No, I mean, would you put it on your iPod and run to it or walk to it?
I don't know.
Would you clean your house to it?
No, probably not.
And would you drink to it?
It sounds like an okay club record. And let's be clear, radio does specialize in programming, meaning that we can play a song 500 times a week and, you know, probably force you to like it. But I don't think that this is one of them records that people... You know what? This probably is one of them records that'll pop off.
Hello, who's this?
Spanish people will love it.
Man, JB from Brooklyn.
It's called Underlay.
JB, what do you think about that record?
It sounded a little forced to me, man. Like, looking at the episode of the season last night, I feel like he's just trying to get that out the way to get his first few payments of child support out the way, man. Clearly.
I'm not giving you no free feature if I'm paying you child support.
I was thinking the same thing. No, I gotta give you child support.
You gotta take one of the other.
I'm gonna charge you. And then my fee is like 60 grand.
Well,
right,
she wasn't pregnant yet. They did the song when they first met.
Mm. Hello, who's this?
What's up?
What'd you think of that record, bro?
It sounds good. Anything with Fetty Wap on it gonna sound good anyway, though.
All right, where you from?
Oh, I'm from Colorado, Florida.
Okay.
He said kind of ratchet Florida.
Yeah, kind of ratchet.
All the Florida kind of ratchet. Hand me the pen. Let me keep these votes here.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Jelly Jiggles.
What's up, bro? What you think?
Jelly
of
Jiggles.
Oh, this is Jelly.
Yeah, it's Jelly Jiggles.
How fat
Jelly
are you?
Jiggles.
I jiggle a little bit.
Jiggle a little bit. What you think of the record, Jenny Jiggles?
Oh, my God. That song was so whack. Listen, I'm so late for work right now just to tell you how whack that song was. Please do not disrespect my ears in the morning like that ever again.
Why was it so whack now?
It was just, like, music. I couldn't even understand them. Like, what are they saying?
Oh, okay. Now you worried about understanding all this on the radio.
Hello, who's this?
This is Carl calling from the Seaport, man.
Carl, what do you think of the record?
Man, I think it was some straight garbage, man. I was about to give Charlamagne the God some credit, man, for you know, setting up the baby and everything. He gonna stamp some garbage.
I didn't stamp it. I said it's okay.
You was mesmerized by the Bookie, man. You said the record was
all right. The record ain't that whack. I hear Wacka on the radio all the time.
That doesn't make it good just because you hear Wacka.
I didn't say it was good. I just said it's okay. It's okay.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, this is Grizzly from PG Minor. What's good?
What's up, bro?
Yo, man, that song, I'm sorry, bro, but that song sounds like every other whack track out here, bro.
That song ain't that bad, bro.
I got a song for you. I'm going to tweet you this story right now.
Okay, all right, never mind. No, see, this is why I don't want to hear the opinion of wannabe up-and-coming singers and rappers. Y'all don't, like, y'all get mad. Y'all play somebody on the radio, play me.
All right, so you did the tally. Who's winning?
Oh, the whackness is winning. I mean, it's like 5-2 right now.
All right. Well, there you have it. That was Masaka's career.
Well, hey, boo, we tried. Okay, Masaka, you seem to get down when the lady goes into the record pool and she takes the record and throws it into the stack and says, you'll never hear from you and your girl ever again. You're never going to hear from you ever again,
Masika.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
God bless you, though. You still got fat ass. Okay.
All right. Well, that was that. There's her career. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. You want to hear it again?
No. All right.
That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Yes, indeed. Salute to Tory Lanez.
Now, Tory Lanez wrote Angela Yee a nice love letter this morning.
I was calling Tory Lanez Drake Light, but after listening to his album, I don't think he's necessarily Drake Light. I think he's more like Drake songs.
Where's the love letter? Yeah, you have the love letter?
It's not a love letter. He just left a note here because he was here last night.
So read the note.
I don't know where it is right now. It's a lot of papers over here.
That's interesting. He sounds like Trey Songz, and now he has a crush on Angela Yee. Trey Songz was one of the original R&B dudes to have a crush on Angela Yee. You know?
Trey Songz is my friend. I wouldn't say he had a crush on me.
So now Tory's following in Trey's footsteps. Mm. His album is dope,
You think he sounds like Trey Songz?
Absolutely. It's quite a few records on his album. He sounds just like Trey. When Trey does his, like, rapping, singing thing, especially on Cold Hard Love. Absolutely.
Where's the letter? He wrote you a nice little letter. He was like, sweetie baby, you are beautiful.
He did not say no sweetie baby, nothing.
I can't wait to see you later on.
I thought you took it.
Can you wear that stuff that you wore the other time? He wrote all that in a letter. You just threw a letter.
What, you just made a whole bunch of stuff up.
You can't prove it because you can't find a letter.
Is he coming here this week?
He's coming here this week, yep.
I mean, I got questions for this young man.
They said his album should do between 35, I think, and 40,000 or something like that. Frank Ocean's going to be number one, of course.
You know why?
Why?
The white man in the room, Steve, just whispered why would Frank Ocean be number one. Because people love Misery. All right? Misery loves company, okay? I'm telling you, people love to have something to be depressed over.
Well, did you hear the album to know it's depressing?
I'm not in the mood to listen to Frank Ocean
yet. But how do you know it's depressing if you didn't hear it?
I told y'all that yesterday, because most of Frank Ocean's music is depressing and fake deep. All right? You should to name me an uplifting Frank Ocean song, an upbeat, up-tempo Frank Ocean song. Exactly.
All of them.
Exactly. So, yes, when I get in that mood where I'm just zoning out and I feel like putting some pledge to the dresser,
plus you love Andre 3000. He has his own little solo 1.5 minute song on there.
It has nothing to do with Frank Ocean's music.
It's on his album.
It has nothing to do with his music, though. I'm going to listen to Frank Ocean when I'm in the mood, too. Not in the mood yet. It's too bright. I'll wait till fall.
All right, well, we got rumors coming up.
It's about love. Yes, we are going to talk about a new couple alert, speaking of love, okay? Also, Tyler Perry, people were upset about him and one of his new shows that he has. We'll tell you how he responded.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You got a big mouth. A big mouth.
What?
A big mouth.
This is The Rumor Report.
Rumor Report. Rumor Report.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Right through your speakers.
You didn't like that one either, Envy? Another Rumor Report intro?
I'll pass.
All right, well, Tyler Perry has a show that debuted last night on TLC. It's called Too Close to Home. Okay, and apparently some people had some issues because the cast is filled with white folks. He said, I'm so sick of folks asking me why I have a show full of white folks. What the hell? Nobody asked Norman Lear why he wrote for black people all those years. People are people. I'm writing a story about a girl that comes from a trailer park and whose family has a lot of dysfunction. It's all the same. That can happen whether you're black or white. He said, I got white folks on my other show, Have and Have Nots, but nobody noticed. If Donald Trump can pitch to black folks in an all-white neighborhood, why can't you watch this show on TLC? What is going on in this country?
Well, that's Tyler Perry's fault, though. It's just sort of like if Chick-fil-A started serving pizza. You'd be like, damn, why is Chick-fil-A serving pizza? Like, he's super served the black audience for so long that as soon as he does something, I guess, quote-unquote, with a white cast, they're like, damn, what the hell are you doing?
He has always had white people, but it's never been a predominantly full cast, right? White cast. So
why y'all still watching Tyler Perry stuff in 2017? Question.
I don't even remember the last Perry.
He has all those
joint
shows on OWN that do pretty well, the haves and the have-nots.
I ain't watched the Tyler Perry movie
Tyler
in
Perry
so
hasn't gone anywhere. He's been doing really well.
Tyler Perry is filthy, filthy rich, but I denounce Tyler Perry and all his works when he's, you know, he makes black men look terrible in all his movies.
You think so?
Absolutely. I think he does that because he wants to keep them all for himself. But you ain't hear that from me.
What?
Nothing.
What about Daddy's Little Girl?
That was great.
Yeah, he didn't make black men look bad in that, I thought.
He did, but it was a hero. It was one hero, and that was Idris Elba.
All right.
I didn't see that one.
Ariana Grande and Mac Miller are now, I guess, an item. There's pictures of the two of them making out, kissing each other, pictures everywhere. And
now, which one is Ariana Grande? Is that Big Sean's ex?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. So apparently, you know, Mac Miller was around her a lot before she actually got with Big Sean. She was her boyfriend in her The Way music video.
Okay.
And in the past, they've downplayed their relationship, but I don't know. Now let's talk about Usain Bolt. Speaking of relationships, you know, he's been in the spotlight so much lately. And we told you earlier, he's getting this Nike endorsement deal for $30 million a year. Okay, so that's what they're saying. That deal is estimated to be worth. It's a lifetime deal. But he has a girlfriend back home for 2 to 3 years in Jamaica. He calls her his first lady. His sister has even said that we can look forward to them getting married sometime soon. But his birthday just passed. He just turned 30 and he was in the club. He was making out with one woman in a club, sucking her face off is what it looked like. If you have Revolt TV, you can see the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a kiss. Look at that. It's like he's eating her face.
He can't be kissing side chicks, man. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Then after that, a couple of hours later, he was pictured in bed with another woman who was a 20-year-old student, J.D. Duarte.
She's trash, by the way.
She was the widow of one of Rio de Janeiro's most dangerous former drug lords. She has a lot of underworld connections, and she has said that she is actually very embarrassed. She said it's been a lot of negative backlash from those pictures. She said, I never wanted to be famous. I'm dying of shame. She said it wasn't a big deal. It was normal. She would rather not talk about it, and she doesn't want to complicate matters anymore.
You say both girlfriends are beautiful, by the way.
She's beautiful.
Those girls that he cheated with are trash. And it's not cheating if you cheat with girls of another race. So being that he got a black girlfriend, slept with some white girls from Brazil, it didn't even happen.
Or maybe some Brazilian girls from Brazil.
They're Brazilian from Brazil.
Whatever. You know what I meant.
This guy.
I was raised on a dirt road. Don't question me about things like that.
Okay, April Jones is talking about why she broke up with Omarion on VH1 Live. Here's what she told Mark Lamont Hill about the two of them going their separate ways.
You know, we get along. We love each other still. We may not be together, but we still have respect for one another. And we understand that sometimes, you know, two people grow apart.
So it wasn't like somebody cheated. It wasn't like somebody did something
bad. No one cheated. I think that he just needed time and space to kind of figure things out. And I think that certain men do need that time and space. And as a partner and as someone that supports him and loves him enough, I have to give him that. You know, I love him. I support him. He will always be a friend to me. And he's a great father.
All right. Well, she seems very mature about the whole situation, so I think that's nice. And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout to our family at Revolt. What's up, Revolt? We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051 or at DJ MV. Get your request on right now, and we absolutely positively got you. All right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.